Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Jermaine. We read in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 27, "And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment." Hebrews chapter 11, verse 27. "As certain as death, there shall come the day of judgment. We know that we shall die. We can also know that Almighty God has set a day of judgment." God has told us about the coming day of judgment in His Word, the Bible. We live on this earth only once. We each die only once. But after this comes the judgment. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 27. There is no reincarnation. But who shall be our judge? Let us look at the Word of God, the Bible. In the book of Daniel, we read about the judgment in Daniel chapter 7. The prophet of God Daniel recorded what he was shown about the future. The Son of Man would come before the Ancient of Days, Almighty God. God would give the Son of Man dominion and glory and a kingdom. Daniel chapter 7, verse 14. The kingdom of the Son of Man would be everlasting, an eternal kingdom. The Son of Man is also called Messiah, or Mashiach, in Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. We read in Daniel chapter 7, verse 14, "Until the Ancient of Days came and a judgment was made." We read also in Daniel chapter 7, verse 26, "But the court shall be seated." Next, listen to Daniel chapter 12, verse 2. "And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt." Daniel chapter 12, verse 2. Yes, there shall be a day of judgment. The Son of Man has dominion. He is the King, the Messiah. His kingdom is everlasting. The Hebrew Scriptures teach that the day of judgment is coming. Psalm chapter 96, verse 13. "For he is coming, for he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with his truth." Psalm 96, verse 13. It is written in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. "Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether it is good or whether it is evil." Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. Yes, the Hebrew Scriptures teach clearly that there will be a day of judgment. God told Moses that He would raise up a prophet like Moses, from the people of Israel. God said to Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 18 and 19, "I will raise up from them a prophet like you, from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it shall be that whoever will not hear my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him." Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 18 and 19. Who is this prophet that God raised up and has given us the Word of God? It is Messiah, Mashiach. If you do not hear His words, God will require it of you. Let us read now what Messiah said, which is recorded in Matthew chapter 16, verse 27. "For the Son of Man will come in the glory of His Father, with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works." Matthew chapter 16, verse 27. It is the Son of Man who will come to reward each according to his works. It is Messiah who will be our judge. He will come in the glory of his Father with his angels. Listen to Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 and 32. "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd separates or divides his sheep from the goats. Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 and 32. Yes, it is the Son of Man, Messiah, who will be our judge. Listen to what Messiah said in John chapter 5, verse 22. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son. John chapter 5, verse 22. The Apostle Paul spoke to the philosophers in Athens that they should seek the living God rather than worshiping dead idols. Listen to what he said about the judgment day. Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31. Truly these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has appointed. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31. Messiah was raised from the dead. This is the assurance that we will be judged by Messiah. Yes, God has given us this proof. Will you repent? It is God who will judge us by Messiah Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach in Hebrew. It is written in Romans chapter 2, verse 16, in the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Romans chapter 2, verse 16. Also, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, it is written, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Messiah, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Yes, you will appear before the judgment seat of Messiah, Jesus the Christ. We will be judged, each one of us, according to what deeds we have done in the body, whether good or bad. Messiah said in John chapter 12, verse 48, he who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. John chapter 12, verse 48. We will be judged according to the new covenant, the New Testament in the Bible. It is written in James chapter 2, verse 12, so speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. James chapter 2, verse 12. There is good news for us today. Jesus the Messiah died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried. Jesus the Messiah rose the third day according to the Scriptures. You can have the forgiveness of your sins in Messiah Jesus. Listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. And it is written in Romans chapter 3, verses 23 through 25, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth to be the propitiation by his blood through faith. Romans chapter 3, verses 21 through 25. Yes, by the propitiation of the blood of Messiah, through the redemption in Messiah, you can be justified, forgiven, released from the penalty of your sin, and restored as righteous. This by his grace through faith. How can you be brought into Messiah Jesus? Through faith. Listen to Romans chapter 6, verse 3. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ, Jesus, were baptized into his death? Romans chapter 6, verse 3. Notice also Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ, into Messiah, have put on Messiah, put on Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. Yes, through faith, a person is baptized into Christ, into Messiah. Redemption is in Messiah Jesus. The believer is baptized into Messiah. Jesus said, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." Mark chapter 16, verse 16. Do you believe in Jesus Messiah, the Son of God? If you believe, then you can be buried with him in baptism, immersed, buried in the water, into him for the forgiveness of your sins. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Now is the time to prepare for the day of judgment. Now is the time to repent, to change, to turn from sin to righteousness. Confess your faith in him and be baptized into him in his name. Then you will be raised up from the watery grave of baptism to walk in newness of life in the kingdom of Messiah, born again of water and the Spirit. And then you will be prepared to meet Jesus, the Messiah, on the day of judgment, to come before his throne at that time. Now he is your Savior. He loves you, he died for you, and he wants you to come to him. One day he will be your judge, and you will meet him face to face. Amen. If you would like to get a free New Testament, a free Bible, a free book, Origin of the Cosmos, a free English Improvement course, or a free Bible course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, Postal Index Zip Code 73083, United States of America. That is Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity. Thank you.